The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. There's plenty of time for you with your thoughts if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you find there. There's the front page of the website where listeners like you, maybe it was you, have put on items on the front page of the site. Maybe those items are YouTube video, blog post, news item, whatever you think that our listeners will appreciate, whatever you think that we'll appreciate that we might want to talk about on the radio, just submit it over at freetalklive.com, and then you can vote on things as well. You can vote on the stuff that you like, vote it up, or vote down things you don't like all over at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. We've talked about everything from the consent of the governed to discipline to the medical system. And I mean, when I say discipline, I mean discipline of children to the medical system. Let's go to AW. He's in Bozeman. And you had called for a different reason than what we discussed last hour. So what was the main point of your call?
Well, the main point I was calling is I got a 16-year-old stepson that is like kind of, you know, I remember when I was 16 and I wasn't very pleasant. I was not my dad's best friend at the time. And but I would never throw the F-bomb down because I knew that there was going to be some kind of repercussions. And now, like, I can remember the first time I ever, like, was swearing in front of my dad, and he grabbed a big old bar of Dove soap and stuffed it in my mouth. And just said, hey, listen, don't you got a dirty mouth? We're going to clean it out. And now it's like, you'd be thrown in jail for that now. And, I was trying to explain to my wife, I was like, you know, there's a fine line between, okay, what do? I take away his video games?
It's probably pretty effective.
That worked on me when I was a kid.
You know, take away your cell phone.
You know, why not?
Right. But, like, you know, he's in therapy. He's doing this. He's doing that. And, you know, and, like, and he's still defined as ever. And I get it. And fine. I never had therapy when I was 16 years old. And I get it. Some people need it. And that's fine. But a footnote, I want you to know a little story about parking tickets in Los Angeles.
Before you go on the parking ticket story, hang on.
Okay,
why not roll up a joint and smoke it with the kid?
Oh,
sit down and just, you know, have a chat. Look, chill out, buddy.
Right. Exactly.
That's Ian's solution.
That's what I needed at 16, damn it.
And you know what? You guys are right on right there. That's the reason why I got in this whole tiff with him tonight. He had a lighter that fell out of his pocket, and I'm like, what do you have a lighter for? You know, I bought that. And I go, how do you buy that? You're 16. You're not allowed to buy it. You're not allowed to smoke. You're not allowed to buy a lighter. I mean, how do you get this? And, like, that's the underlying issue with this kid right now is that, listen, I don't want him smoking. And when I was a kid, my dad ever smelled tobacco smoke on me, it would not be a blood fest, but it would definitely be a, you know.
Try incentives. See where it works. I mean, you know, disincentives clearly aren't working, but try incentives and disincentives. That's the best I can come up with. I know the Alfie Cohens in the world don't like it.
Hit me with your parking story real fast. Go ahead.
The parking story is so awesome. Listen, I've been a habitual parking violator, and you used to be able to go in front of a judge in L.A. and tell them, like, hey, listen, this, that, and the other. And then at some point, the totalitarianism stepped in, and they went, no, you can't talk to a judge anymore. But wait a minute, I have a legitimate excuse. No, you cannot talk to anybody about anything. You just pay it.
You said in L.A.? You're in Bozeman, Montana. Are you talking about Los Angeles?
I'm from L.A. originally.
Okay. A.W., thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing. Yes?
Hey, quickly. By the way, Wolf, he's a legend here in Bozeman.
He's awesome. I love Wolf's calls.
We respect the hell out of him, and we respect the hell out of you, too.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, AW. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The parking ticket trial that happened yesterday here in Keene was pretty amusing. We'll get the video is actually up right now on Freeman TV Raw channel on YouTube, which you can link to from the video tab at freekeene.com. But it was pretty entertaining. And I think the real win in the parking ticket trial, even though Garrett was found guilty, obviously. The real win was we kept the parking enforcer, he kept the parking enforcer off the streets for the whole 2 hours, because we waited a good hour before he, you know, even got called, and the parking enforcer was sitting in the parking, you know, sitting in the pews with the rest of us, and then, you know, the trial happened, which took a good half hour, 45 minutes maybe, and then after that, everybody went away, and she probably went back on her job, but that was a two-hour period where not a single person was given a parking ticket in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, unless they had the other girl on, which they may or may not have, but she couldn't write any tickets while she was sitting in there for 2 hours trying to wait, you know, waiting on her guilty result so they could finally get $10 out of the guy. So how many tickets could she have written had she actually been out on the streets in that period of time? All right, 855-450-FREEZE, the toll-free number. Let's continue here. Stuart is listening in Iowa. Stuart, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I heard a couple of medical calls. I just wanted to call in. I am, when it comes to house, car, cell phone, big believer in capitalism. You buy within your means. You buy what you can afford when you go out to buy things like that. I've got a little bit of a problem. Not that I'm 100% for the Obamacare that's recently passed, but capitalism on medical.
And part of Let's define capitalism before we go any further. What does capitalism mean to you?
Well, capitalism means to me, when I go to buy something, I buy within my means. I buy with what I have. If I can't afford a $300,000 house, I buy a $50,000 house.
Okay.
That is good financial sense. That is good financial intelligence. That is good discipline on your finances. But that's not the definition of capitalism.
Not the dictionary definition of capitalism. Dictionary definition of capitalism is essentially free people doing free business with each other without government interference inside of a free market. Now, as long as we understand that what goes on today and what happened 10 years ago in medicine wasn't capitalism, I'd be happy to talk to you about capitalism in medicine. I just want to make sure that we're clear on our terms. What was going on 5 years ago in medicine, it was basically the government was spending more than 50 cents out of every health care dollar through Medicare and Medicaid, so you didn't have anything that looked like capitalism. Now, capitalism is pretty close to something that goes on in, say, veterinary medicine or that goes on in, you know, plastic surgery like we were talking about. I can use that term there.
When you go into the free market, like you said earlier,
okay,
in the show, you described the free market as wealthier people buying into the market, and then it eventually causes the price to go down.
Yep.
Okay. When you get into the medicine thing, a factory worker making $10 an hour may need the same surgery that someone wealthier needs. And going into the capitalism model on the medical field in that situation is different for those two people because
let's look at the seen and the unseen. You know, there's medical practices today that rich people can purchase that they couldn't purchase 20 years ago because they didn't exist. The reason that they can purchase them today is because the capitalism model or the free market brought new innovation into the marketplace. Now, what we know is that, you know, the government interference in a marketplace stifles innovation and stifles customer service. You're going to see less innovation in the area of medicine the more governments are involved. And the governments tend to be involved all over the world, but here in the United States, we are the largest market, you know, for as far as dollars spent per individual. So we were able to buoy the system elsewhere. Why is it that a factory worker deserves the same medical care as a billionaire?
That's where I have the problem with it, because I'll use a story from my actual life. When I broke my thumb when I was younger and didn't have insurance, had every intention of paying my bill and struggling through it. It went to a collection agency. I broke my thumb. I needed to do something about it. It wasn't planned. And during the process of going through the collection agency, they literally said to me, what were you thinking when you incurred that medical expense if you didn't know you could afford it?
Well, I'm terribly sorry that somebody treated you in that fashion, but it really doesn't come. So the fact is that the innovations, the medical innovations, may not exist if we don't have wealthy people purchasing those innovations, and then you won't be able to demand these non-existent medical care because the incentive for innovation doesn't exist.
Stuart, hang on if you want. We can bring you back here and continue the discussion because I think there's some. I really hate the word capitalism, and I'd like to just.
I don't like it either. I prefer to use the term free market.
I'd like to talk about that here a little bit further, and the terms are not interchangeable in my opinion at all. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-608-9424.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 18th, 2014, gold opened at $1,308.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,356, $6.78 for half ounce, or $3.39 for quarter ounce. That's $1,356, $6.78. And $3.39.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on our site. Also, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil. From modup.net, studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. At modup.net, they provide the highest quality modafinil with the highest potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. If you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount at modup.net. That's modup.net. And don't forget to use code FTL. You'll get 10 free tablets with your order if you do so. So again, code FTL at modup.net. As we go back to the phones here, Stuart is with us. And Mark, you had been, we're talking with Stuart about the medical system, and Stuart was saying that he thinks capitalism is normally this good thing, but that it shouldn't apply in the medical field because it's not fair that somebody who's poor, you know, has to pay so much money for a service that rich people are able to afford, etc. And I just... whenever you throw around the term capitalism, Mark, specifically in the way you did it earlier, it makes me feel uncertain and icky.
I don't care how you feel. I did define the term capitalism, right? Did I say it's free people doing business in a free market freely without government fetters?
That is something similar to what you said.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I believe in using the term capitalism is generally it is misdefined in normal usage. So therefore, I generally don't use it because I try not to use confusing terms. However, if someone defines it, I'm willing to have a conversation based on that definition, and I defined it.
Right. Unfortunately, most people don't define it in that way.
Can they listen to my definition?
Nor is it equivalent, in my mind, to a free market. I think capitalism can exist within a free market. People can behave in a capitalist manner. But if somebody wants to be a communist in a free market, they could totally do that, so long as they were doing it voluntarily and based on consent.
That's fine by me, but here I look at Google, and I've defined capitalism, and it says a system when a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. Synonyms, free market, private enterprise, the free market. Free enterprise, private enterprise.
A lot of people, when they hear capitalism, they think of robber barons.
They think of robber barons. They think of corporatism. They think of lots of things. But I defined the term, Ian.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to make you aware that I find it a difficult term to stomach. Stuart, you're back with us here listening in Iowa, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Well, I'll kind of end with this since my phone is dying. I mean, I'll use this example, and I mean, no personal offense to you if you have a grandmother or a mother who needs a hip replacement and can't afford it, and there's a millionaire or a better-off person, not necessarily a millionaire, who can't afford it. Earlier, when you described the billionaire and the factory worker, you said, why does that factory worker, and correct me if I'm wrong, deserve the same treatment that a billionaire can afford?
Sure.
To me, that's almost like saying, if the rich lady can afford to get her hip replacement, and your mother...
I hear you, Stuart. I can see why this doesn't seem fair. I'm trying to point out another side of this.
It sounds callous to me, Mark.
Well, I get it, but listen to me for a second. The fact is, hip replacement technology has skyrocketed in the last 20 years. It's a lot better than it was 20 years ago. So if you asked that question 20 years ago, then you might be, you know, it'd be less likely that you'd get as good of a hip. So hip technology, the innovations that have existed in the marketplace and will continue to come forward, those innovations can either be supported by a free market or they can't.
But
the fact is, government supervision over the marketplace results in fewer innovations and smaller
I think you sound tonight,
power.
Mark. You sound like kind of this libertarian stereotype of sounding very, very kind of callous towards people
in
a poor
environment. I think we definitely need systems set in place for poor people to get medical
care. That's what I think you need to say, because when you say things like, they don't deserve it, so screw the poor people.
Look, when you use the term deserve, it usually comes with a gun behind it, because the fact is, if I don't want to participate in Stewart's system, some government agent's going to come to my property, and he's going to put a lien on my property, and when I refuse to pay, at some point or another, a person with a gun comes along.
Right.
That's what government is. Government is every time a man with a gun that has no responsibility for his actions.
Let's talk about that, but at the same time, be compassionate towards those who are in need of medical care. I think that it's possible to do all of this on a consensual basis, and that's what I wanted to ask you about, Stuart, was in the example you gave, I don't remember if it was your aunt or whoever it was, but the lady that needs the hip replacement.
It was my mother.
Mark's mother.
I figured one of you had a mother or a grandmother.
Most of us have mothers. If she can't afford it, let's say it's your mother, Stuart. If it's your mother that needs this hip replacement and you can't afford to pay for it because it's just too expensive or whatever, then my question is, should Mark or myself or anyone else be forced at the threat of violence to pay your mother's medical bills? I don't know if your cell phone just died. Okay, go ahead.
There needs to be a proper safety net. And
that's not my question. That's not my question. I support the idea of helping people who are in need, okay? I want to support that voluntarily. I want to be able to give my money that I've earned through doing work to the organizations that I feel best handle that. And if I don't think an organization is handling money very well, I don't want to have to be forced to give it to them. I consider the government to be one of those organizations. I think they handle money very poorly. I think they're very callous towards people. I think that they hurt people. So I don't want to give them money. So I want to support a safety net that's voluntary. Should I be free to do that, or should I be forced to fund a one-size-fits-all government monopoly, which is what we currently have in a lot of ways?
I guess I'd be somewhere in the middle. I think
you can't be in the middle on this one. You can't be in the middle on whether or not someone should be forced to pay for another person's medical bills.
There's either a gun there or there's not.
You either support it or you don't. Which one is it?
Well, probably I'm leaning more towards the force. The government formed the post office. When they originally formed it, it should probably be disbanded. But they formed the post office when they first, because it was a business which people could economically do on their own.
You know that when in 1870 that a man named Lysander Spooner put together a competitive organization against the post office, it was beating the post office, and that the federal government came down and ruined his business?
With force.
Yeah. This idea that somebody can't provide a service that we need at a profit, if something can't be provided at a profit, maybe it doesn't need to be provided.
Stuart, I at least give you the credit for being honest and answering the question. A lot of people would have danced around and dodged it, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whatever your goal is, if it's to help somebody that needs a hip replacement, if it's to feed the hungry, whatever the laudable goal is, it no longer is laudable after you advocate to use force on people who don't want to support.
It's laudable to use force as a defensive measure. It's not laudable to use force as an offensive measure, and that's what it is. You got to pay for my mom's hip replacement.
Right, and maybe I would do it if you just asked nicely. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Whoa! This is big! not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, want to welcome AM 700 KBYR, the news and talk of Alaska, based in Anchorage. And also, they got some FM translators halfway across the state.
You think BYR is the bear?
I don't know. You can look it up. Sometimes on Wikipedia, they will give you a little indicator of what the call letters actually stand for.
I really want the station in Alaska to be the bear.
I don't know if that's what they call it. They certainly don't call it that now. They call themselves the News and Talk of Alaska. So welcome aboard to everybody in Anchorage. And by the way, welcome back. We've been on in Anchorage in the past on a different station that no longer exists anymore.
But this one's got the coverage all over.
Yeah, they're in Anchorage, which is on the southern end of the state, and then they're all the way up in the northern end at Kaparik, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Prudhoe Bay?
It's very near. There's another one in Prudhoe Bay as well. Anyway, welcome aboard. If you're listening to the show for the first time, you're listening later on in Alaska. We're being aired after midnight there. So if you're listening, do the calculations. If you want to call the show, we're on from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. I think that's like 4 hours off of Alaskan time at this point. And if you want to call us, you can call during the live show, and then you can listen to yourself later on and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, actually, you can go to freetalklive.com, and if you've called in, anybody's called in, they can download the archive and listen to themselves in the archive, if that's what they wish to do.
Certainly. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here and go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going to go first to Callie in Alabama, listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Hello, Callie.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Go ahead with your
thoughts. Love you guys. I've listened to you for a long, long time.
Thanks, brother. Go ahead with your thoughts. What's on your mind? We love you, too.
Well, here in the last several months, you know, I've heard so much bad talk about the VA. I'm a veteran, and I served in the military from 1971 to 74. I was in during the Vietnam era. However, I was not in Vietnam, but I hear so much bad talk about the VA, and myself, I've never received nothing but very good care from the VA.
You are very fortunate, from what I understand. Every now and then we'll get somebody like you calling in saying that their experience with the VA has just been this rosy experience. It's been wonderful. But that, you know, then we also get calls from people who have just had absolute nightmares. One guy, you know, I knew a guy in the past personally who said he thought the doctors there were trying to kill him. So, yeah, it's, I guess your experience and mileage may vary when it comes to the VA.
Thing I wanted to say, and
thanks,
I love
Callie.
Your program. I appreciate you guys. But,
you know, every now and then, even inside a governmental system that is highly inefficient, and you know, in a lot of cases have government bureaucrats that don't seem to care, you will find caring people. I mean, Mark, your wife used to be a social worker, for instance. Thanks, Callie. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So there are, I think, people within the government who try to do the best they can within a system that, in a lot of ways, can hamstring them, make life difficult, make their jobs difficult, but they still try to rise above that. These are human beings, some
right.
of them.
Well, they are human beings, and that's absolutely right. And some will rise above, but most just respond to incentives.
Mm-hmm.
And when a system incentivizes incompetence or laziness, which oftentimes government systems do, and now, mind you, VAs, the hospitals themselves tend to be rather autonomous, inside the VA system, they have their own people in charge, and sometimes those people, you know, do a good job of managing their shiftless government bureaucrats, and sometimes they don't.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Tom's in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, fellas. If I could quickly, the last caller for a service. Too often, people get caught up in the lousy causes these good guys get sent off to defend. But I like to always remember that, you know, they raised their hand to most of them protect and serve us back here at home.
Yeah, but is that actually what they're doing?
What's that?
Is that actually what they're doing? Or are they actually protecting and serving politicians and their masters in the corporate world?
Oh, I think quite often you're absolutely right about that. But I believe that when they raise their hand, they're raising their hand and swearing.
So they've been duped.
And the Constitution, quite often, I think, unfortunately, they have.
Right. Yeah.
So I agree with you 100% with everything you've said. However, I would ask you this. Why would you thank somebody for being tricked into serving politicians and their corporate masters, like Smedley Butler said?
I thank them for the noble cause for which they raised their hand.
I'm glad we were able to really nail that down and specify what the thanking was for.
I would agree with you that absolutely, that when people sign up, that they sign up for, you know, all kinds of reasons. But a lot of it has to do with sort of that, you know, the flags and the, you know, the national anthem and all that good stuff.
All right, Tom, I know that's not why you called, so go ahead with your other point.
Yeah, I was going to answer. You were talking earlier about actions or words when you disagree with the government. But if I could weigh on the capitalism issue real quick. It's a shame we have people like Stewart who actually have to think about whether or not putting a gun to someone's head to force them to do something is appropriate or not. I mean, that's why, you know, the system that we're stuck in prevails so often. We have people who think that's maybe an okay thing. But as far as capitalism itself, I would think you guys would be in favor of it. You know, at the heart of it is private ownership of wealth or capital. However, I don't know which one it is. The guy, when he gets passionate, whose voice gets high in tone, was saying, look it up on Google. You can't can't really go by a single definition. It's widely been recognized that capitalism takes various forms. It can exist under many different forms of government, from our form of government to Marxist-type regimes. So, you know, there's a lot.
True capitalism, as I understand it, is a kind of a hands-off system by government.
The problem with the word capitalism is it means as many different things to as many different people as you say it to.
I support the free market.
I choose not to use it generally. And I think the free market is a better term simply because it's got the word free in it. And if somebody then says, well, the free market means collusion between corporations and the government. Wait a second. Where does free market mean collusion between government and corporations?
Yeah.
Because it's free. Government is the opposite of free. So you can kind of defend it better. Capitalism, you know, I mean, it was a disparaging term created by socialists at the time in order to downplay what had existed before. And for good reason, you know, the autocrats had a big control over.
Tom, we've given you 2 points so far. You got the third, and now and that's it. Go ahead quickly.
Well, I'll forego the one just to say that a Marxist would probably say the inevitable end to capitalism would be crony capitalism, which actually ends up puts you in the realm of a Marxist communist type regime, a fascist regime, if you will. So, you know, again, you're right. You know, I believe in laissez-faire capitalism. You know, it's a matter of whether we can keep it. You know, like Jefferson said, you know, I think he has the idea that human nature is just that. Human nature to become lazy and not involved. And if you're not vigilant and involved, you're going to have government controlling you, not the other way around.
If you have a state, then you're going to have crony capitalism, because people are going to, corporations, big, powerful organizations are going to cozy up to that state, and they're going to get sweetheart deals because big likes big.
People seek power, too.
And then the little guy is always going to be squashed.
Hey, thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here and go to John in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hey, guys, there's a book out. I don't know the author. I think that the name is just distills libertarianism. It's just don't hurt people and don't take their stuff.
And yeah, that's about right.
The book called. That's what the title of the book is.
it's out there in a pop culture somewhere, and I don't.
Oh, cool.
Attention. I just heard it, but that's the system for me. Don't hurt people and don't take their stuff. And
these are playground rules in preschool. I mean, people should understand this, but somehow when they get older, there's this government thing that comes around, and it's got, you know, even though it's based on hurting people and taking their things, the government guys have done a really good job of kind of cluttering it all up with this window dressing and distracting people through elections and, you know, judges and courtrooms and all this fancy stuff to distract them from the actual violence going on. If you want to hang on and make a final point, we'll bring you back here, John. We'll try to sneak your call in as well here, coming up, Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything at all toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're on hold right now, we will do our best to get you on tonight. If we don't get to you, it's nothing personal. Tomorrow night, we're going to be here again. And you can call in to the live Sunday show with Mark. Are you going to be here this week?
I think I'll show up this week.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, you last week you took the week off. You were doing something with in New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
That's right.
Like an emceeing of a dinner. So come on out. Join the fun at freetalklive.com. Maybe on your local radio station. Our Sunday show is carried here and there. So if you're not listening live on your local talk radio station, and maybe you're listening, or maybe you're listening tonight, but you don't get it tomorrow night, or you don't get it during the week, you don't get Free Talk Live all 7 days a week. You can do it. You can help us make that happen by contacting your local program director at your local talk radio station and asking him or her real nicely to add some more Free Talk Live. Or if you're one of our internet listeners and you don't get us in your local area on the radio, then please take a moment to call the local talk station, talk to the program director, and ask him for Free Talk Live. You never know what one phone call will make as far as a difference in a program director's decision to do something different. And Free Talk Live is definitely different. So thanks to everybody for supporting the show. And, of course, another way you can support the show is going to promote.freetalklive.com. There are a list of things you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more people's ears around the world. You know, on Free Talk Live, we're big fans of Bitcoin and alternative currencies in general. I also like gold and silver. And if you want to grab some gold and silver, go and do that at gold.freetalklive.com. But also Bitcoins are real great. And we've talked a lot in the past about Blockchain's app for your cell phone. Now, blockchain.info is a great place to go to hook yourself up with a Bitcoin wallet. And actually, now they've got blockchain.com, which is an even better URL. So if you go to blockchain.com, there's a huge announcement today that Blockchain has released their new Android-based web wallet, or their new Android wallet program. And it has been upgraded. It is now easier to use than ever. There's a new merchant map involved in this, but I think they need a little work. There's a little work needed on the merchant map because it's not showing all of the businesses that accept Bitcoin yet. I don't know how long it'll take them to fully populate the map, because I heard that the CoinMap has over 5,000 businesses on it. And they don't appear to be using CoinMap, but it's a great idea to build the map into the actual applications.
Yeah, makes sense.
Places. So I'm looking forward to seeing that develop as they start adding more businesses to it. But the thing that I really noticed, the first thing I noticed about the new blockchain app at blockchain.com is that they got rid of those arrows, which was just so confusing to me. If you use the old blockchain app, they had these two little arrows, a left arrow and a right arrow
for sending and receiving money.
It was just too obscure. It didn't make it clear what those things
were. Does one go to the left to receive money or go to the right to receive money?
It just didn't make sense. It was just one of those things you just kind of had to press them and then learn what they did and figure it out. But in the new version, it actually says send, receive, or sending and receiving, and it makes it so much easier, so straightforward, and it's still free. So go and check it out at blockchain.com. That's where the easy link is to go and download the new version of their software, blockchain.com. As we continue here, John is listening to us in Virginia. John, you barely had a chance to scratch the surface of your call there in the last segment, so go ahead with your thoughts.
That's cool. You know, my definition of capitalism is you don't have a right to other people's stuff. So if your mom needs a knee replacement, she's not entitled to it. You don't have a right to someone else's work. What we call that in Virginia was slavery.
Yes.
If healthcare is a right, then doctors are slaves, and nurses and whoever else.
And whoever pays their paychecks.
And if you just use money to cloud that, you're still enslaving someone. I mean, if you use money as a medium of exchange and you don't directly enslave the doctor, you're enslaving the construction worker who pays the money to pay the doctor.
It's true, and it's not just true in healthcare. It's also true in anything that somebody says is a right. That's what they call positive rights, which I think is a silly name for it, but that's what it's called, where essentially there's negative rights and there's positive rights. A negative right is essentially the right to be left alone, the right to free speech, the right to bear arms.
The rights to the things you were born with. They're from within.
But the positive rights are what you're talking about, where someone says, you have a right to healthcare, you have a right to internet, you have a right to education. Well, those all mean that if you have a right to those things, it means you have a right to force people to provide that service for you at the threat of violence, or else it's not a right.
You've got a right to a ballpoint pen. You've got a right to a Ferrari. You've got a right to, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
I'm with you, John. Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Let's continue and go to Danny in Michigan. Danny, listening to WSJM. Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I'm up here in Niles. I just thought that one of you made an interesting point about Mr. Spooner back in 1870 competing against the post office government coming and shut him down, and one of you made a point that maybe if something didn't make money, maybe it shouldn't exist. And I've just kind of wondered, I'll take the answer offline, but I'm up here, and we have an Amtrak to run through here, and I think that they're basically government-funded. I don't know if they make money, but...
Pretty close. Yep. I don't think they make money either. Passenger rail, you know, the fact is that rail is, you know, still makes money with cargo, does very well, and if passenger rail gets popular enough, then I think that people should be able to pay to do that. I think there's still an amount of people that are diehards that just love choo-choo trains so much that they'll pay for it, that whatever it takes to travel on one, but even with government funding, Amtrak's not viable from a financial standpoint. I looked at taking my car down on their auto train from, I think, D.C. to Orlando. Psh, made no sense whatsoever in time or money.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Danny, for your call tonight. Let's go to Amos in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Amos.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, there's some of those activities like you've probably heard of MetaShare, where everybody, you know, like a co-op type thing where everybody pays into a fund. Couldn't that be an idea in the Free State Project or in New Hampshire or anywhere else where you have kind of like a co-op medical?
Absolutely.
Lots of Free Staters participate in that, and I probably at some point relatively soon will sign up for that too. But yes, I think it's a great idea.
Signing up for exactly?
It's a medical co-op organization.
Is there a Free Stater group that does
it? It is not just Free Staters, no, but Free Staters are in it.
So your question is, could something like that be done in a more free market for medicine? Yes, absolutely. In fact, mutual aid societies were not uncommon in the past, and they would likely be more common in the future if we, you know, didn't have this government monopoly on healthcare. So, yeah, I think people coming together on a consensual basis should be able to set up whatever organizations they want to that can help one another, so long as they aren't using the threat of violence to get their way.
All right. Sort of like legal services programs. I think you all are advertising one of
those. Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Thanks, Amos, for your call tonight. We appreciate it. Let's go to Mary in Long Island. You're on Free Talk Live, Mary.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Indeed.
I want to talk about when this Malaysia Airlines disaster hit the headlines, immigration was blown off everybody's mind. But I saw something very interesting on the Internet earlier this week. In Murrieta, California, where the first protest for these busloads of people coming in occurred, I read that Homeland Security was coming in heavy-handed with riot stuff, and the Border Patrol people would not there was a mutiny with Border Patrol. They weren't going to go against the citizens of Murrieta. A lot of these Border Patrol people lived in that area, and the feds backed down. And it's exactly what happened in Nevada with the
rancher. I'm confused. Slow down for a moment. Who backed down? Because you're talking about two federal agencies, right? Department of Homeland Security and the Border Patrol.
Border Patrol was there in Murrieta, and Homeland Security came in with riot gear, and they were going to rough handle the protest.
And what was Border Patrol doing in Murrieta exactly?
They were there in the vicinity, and they would not cooperate with Homeland Security to roughhouse the citizens of Murrieta because they were citizens themselves of the same area. And if you remember,
but they would cooperate, just to be clear, they would cooperate with Homeland Security in messing with the immigrants.
No, not at all.
Oh, really?
They're doing what they're told from the feds in Washington. They're not doing their job. They're taking their marching orders from Washington, which is letting
everybody in.
Did you see the protest with the Tea Party candidate where they were protesting this group, this youth group on a church bus that because they thought it was a bunch of immigrants?
No, I didn't. But did you remember what happened in Nevada with Bureau of Land Management?
Yep.
When the American people stood up to the feds backed down because we outnumber them.
That's the truth, and it's always going to happen.
Yeah, and I think people need to stand up to the feds. And, of course, in the case with Vegas or the rancher out there, that was about cows crossing an imaginary line in the sand, and the government was very upset about that. And I think the people and cows should be able to cross imaginary lines in the sand wherever they have permission to go.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I think that these immigrants should be sent to Searchlight, Nevada, where Harry Reid lives. And let the rest of them park on the White House lawn. That's
the
lawn.
I'm with you. Put them there.
Well, how about they just go where they want to go because they should be free to do that. Thanks for the call. Well, we're out of time for tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And if you didn't get in, I do apologize. We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, or if you did get in and you didn't feel like you got your thoughts out all the way, Mary, feel free to call in tomorrow.
It's always tomorrow.
We'll join you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.